Homemade Hit Show, number 65.
Coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your base and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
violin? It's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah,
know?
Somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of a big jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is, and real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, like
really
rubbing rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, though, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things, too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every, like, beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
Huh?
I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together. And I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties. And
oh,
then they said that all sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged
that's
us for typewriters. They'd be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much
sure.
is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the goddamn stamp, you
sure.
know?
I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well. Gets to be so strong, what it eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food, but I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese praters.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man. It's too early for me. I gotta drive.
Howdy, all you homemade hit fans. And welcome to the Homemade Hit Show. I'm Steve Nylander, once again, sitting in the hot seat. Tony's been kind enough to send me some contraption here. It's supposed to help me do the show. Let me get this thing on. Okay, that's not too bad. I really didn't want to host the show again. I mean, I love doing the show. And Tony's a real great bunch of fellas. And I have a real super instrumental to play. I mean, I have some great songs that you'll enjoy, so let's get on with the show. Ouch!
Now, these are sounds of different things that other people have recorded.
Sleep of the Drunk is actually the first song I ever recorded by myself, playing every instrument, guitar, bass, drums, and keyboard. It's also the first time that my, shall we say, unique singing voice has been captured on tape, and I'll let you all make up your minds what you think about that. I sort of built this song up around the phrase, sleep of the drunk, which is that feeling you get when you're trying to sleep, you've had way too much to drink, the room's spinning around on you, your mouth tastes like cat's piss, and as you regain consciousness, you realise just how bad you're going to feel for the rest of the day. All the guitars on this track are recorded with a direct line into my MacBook, so it's all using the built-in guitar amp emulators, and I originally gave it a fairly sort of 70s rock-sounding treatment, but at the advice of one of my mates, I had to mess it up a bit more and make it sound a bit more aggressive, so this is the finished product.
Okay, fun stuff there. That was Sleep of the Drunk by Stuart Anderson and his band Old Man Stuart. Not that I can relate to the topic.
What was that? That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
I'm just wondering how he knows what cat urine tastes like. Let's not forget to visit the Homemade Hit Show forum at www.homemadehitshow.com/forum, as well as Tony's blog at homemadehitshow.blogspot.com. And don't forget, please remember, don't let it slip your mind, send your songs to homemadehitshow@gmail.com.
Hey, this is Mike Wick, and it's great to be back on the Homemade Hit Show. Thanks to Tony Butterworth and Steve Nylander, my musical friends from the ether world, who I've never met before, but they're great guys to work with. The song that you're going to hear is called No Será Largo, which in my lousy Spanish translates to It Won't Be Long. And that refers to an injury on my elbow, and therefore my guitar playing was cut back quite a bit for a while. So this is possibly a triumphant return, hopefully. Anyway, it was recorded on a Zoom MRS-802B in my home studio. I play an Ibanez guitar, and I used a Roland keyboard. And thanks again, guys, at the Homemade Hit Show for letting me be part of the show. Thanks.
Thank you.
I am a big David Gilmour fan, and I hear a lot of Gilmour in that. Good job, Mike.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
Just a real quick plug for a book that I recently picked up and I'm really enjoying. If you're a frequenter of the 2090 Zoom forum bulletin board in the open mic part, as some people call it, there's a review on the book by the site's founder, and it's called Guerrilla Home Recording, How to Get Great Sounds from Any Studio by Carl Coriat. He's a writer for Bass Player Magazine. Now, as you can tell, I haven't read the book by listening to this, but no, it's really a good book. I mean, it's fairly basic, but for somebody like me, it's what I needed because I'm really new to this. So I recommend that you check this out. There's a link on the 2090.org Zoom forum. You can go ahead and get it that way and put a little money in the pocket of our fearless leader. The next song up is called Sisters in the Dark by Dave Ski. Dave writes, this was written in early 2006 and is a typical swinging blues rant. He goes on, I recorded most of the songs at home in February and March of 2006 with a couple of Shure mic clones and two cassette machines. I used the following guitars, a Yamaha Pacifica 112M, Indiana American Telecaster copy, a Stillwater Telecaster copy, an Aslan Dane Blackwing, and a PV Fury bass. All the guitars went through a Boss GT6 into a Crate TV6210 amp. The bass amp was a Behringer BX3000T through a 2x15-inch box. I recorded the drum guitar backup track first, played that back and added the bass, playing that back and added the vocal lead guitar. From the cassette, I used the Play It Again program to download the song into the computer and did the final edit with the Cool Edit Pro program. Here it is, Sisters in the Dark by Dave Ski.
Don't go looking for another. candles in the dark. Oh, many years have passed since my daddy spoke to me. It took me my whole life, and now I finally see. This ain't no good sense spreading yourself around. Oh, yes, I'm telling you, they're all the same upside down. Daddy told me, son, I ain't telling you no lies. Oh, what I'm gonna tell you shouldn't be any surprise. But if that woman of yours just ain't treating you right, don't go looking for another. They're all sisters of the night. Oh, my daddy told me, son, please listen to what I say. The advice I'm gonna give you's gonna save you someday. If that woman of yours just ain't like no spark, don't go looking for another. They're all sisters in the dark.
Hey,
Steve!
This is Dave Criddle, and I'm recording this intro on my MP3 player, so it probably sounds kind of crappy, but oh well. This song is called Everyone Can See, and it was written by me, and it was recorded in Cubase. The lead vocals were done on a Rode NT2, and the guitar sounds were done on a Line 6 Pod 1.0. Feature of this song is a pretty extended guitar solo. It just kind of keeps going and going, but it was fun to do. So I hope you enjoy it, and you're listening to the Homemade Hit Show.
We first met, you caught me off guard. Now that I'm with you, life's not so hard. Everyone can see that I'm falling in love. Your eyes, they sparkle, full of light. Everything you say makes me feel alright. Everyone can see that I'm falling in love. I thought. Everything to you.
All right. This is a great song. The first song that you heard was Sisters in the Dark by Daveski. I really like the way he got that wide open live sound of his song. And then after that was Everyone Can See by Dave Criddle. Good stuff.
I'm gonna be a monkey, a monkey, monkey, monkey. Would you like to be one too?
Line two, you're next up on the Homemade Hit Show.
Yes, I was wondering, when is Tony gonna be back on? I love his accent.
Yeah, let's go to line three.
You're listening to the Homemade Hit Show.
Alone at last. No more annoyances, just peace and solitude. But best of all, no Stimpy!
All right, we're just about done. Thanks for coming by and listening to the Homemade Hit Show. See you next time.
Hello, this is Joe Pop from Detroit. As always, thanks to Tony for all the great music. This is a new song I wrote and recorded right before the holidays. The recording went very fast, not many second or third takes, and it's a short song. This is my usual setup with the Mixcraft on a PC, backing tracks done on the Insonic VFX keyboard. I did get a chance to do my Chuck Berry guitar riffs, so please enjoy Your Life Is.
And this here's our pride and joy, snot. Pretty name, Ed.
Yeah, we named him that because he's got this sinus condition. Snot! You roll over and let Uncle Clark scratch your belly.
You ain't never seen a set on a dog like this one's got, Clark.
That's okay, Eddie.
That's something, ain't it? You pet him, Clark, on the belly, and he'll love you till the day you die.
I really shouldn't. My hands are all chapped.